Today's share in the Dershu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, and we're in the sixth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and B'ez Hashem finishing up the beautiful Simen Tov Kuf Peches. We begin on the second line with the Mechaber Siv Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Shoma Teisha Tekios Mi Tisha B'nei Odom Shetoku Kulom Ki Echad. If you hear the minimal 9 sounds, which we've explained is really 30 sounds for us, but they're talking here about the Tekia Trua, quote, and then the Tekia afterwards, and you hear 3 times, once for Malchiyah, Zichronos, and Shofros, 1 time for each, so that's a total of 9 sounds, which again, we do, we're not sure what the Trua is, so therefore we do 1 time that set of 9 sounds with a Trua, 1 time that set of 9 sounds with a Shvarim, and 1 time that sets with a Shvarim Trua, so that's why we get the total of 30 sounds, 9, 9, and 12, so therefore, if you hear this all simultaneously, by 9 different people blowing each one of those sounds, lo yotze, you're not yotze. We'll see inside, does that mean you're not say zero, you're not yotze anything, or maybe 1 tekia, you are yotze. We'll see that inside in the Mishneh Berurah. But the simple understanding of the Mechaber is you're not yotze, period. Shein kam pshuta lefanea, upshuta lechra, because you don't have a tekia before the trua sound, and you don't have the tekia after the trua sound, and therefore you're not yotze. Now let's better understand this by going to the Mishneh Berurah, Sivkot and Tess. He writes, the Hainu, what are we talking about here? She'echad osa tekiah. One person did a tekiah simultaneously v'sheini trua, and simultaneously v'shlishiyat tekiah, hashniyah v'chein kula. That all 9 of these sounds, the tekiah, the trua, and the tekiah, were all blown simultaneously. V'ni yotzi b'zeh. And you're not going to be yotzi with this, as the Mechaber himself concludes, and he says, she'en kam shut v'chuli. You don't have the tekiah before the trua and the tekiah after the trua. The bo'inu sh'tei trua be'emsa. You need to have the trua in the middle, ulfonel le'achra tekiah, preceded and followed by a tekiah. V'lo shi'u kol ha'koz v'asachas, and not that they're all simultaneous. V'etzorech l'tkoa me'chodesh, and therefore, in this situation, the simple understanding is you have to start from the beginning. You haven't been yotzi with any at all. However, the Mishneh Berurah does point out, umikol makom habracha lo hivsid. You haven't lost out on the bracha that you made. And in the Shaar Tzion, Os Tez Zayin, he says it's pashut. Umikol b'chol makom shetoa b'tkiyah. So if you made a mistake, you tried to make the first sound and you didn't come out right, v'tokeh mechadosh, and you make another sound, the lo hivsid. That's not considered a hefsik. And certainly, according to the opinion that we'll have in a moment, that you are yotze with 1 tekiyah, you certainly don't have to make another bracha. But the Mishneh Berurah gives 1 additional caveat. He says, "Im lo hifsik b'davar acher," as long as you didn't have any other interruption in between, you're blowing the next sound. Then he brings down Yesh Misha Omer, and you see in the Os Yud Zayin in the Shaar Tzion, this is the Ritva, and also agreed to by the Pri Chodosh. Yesh Misha Omer, they hold the Al Koponim Yidei Tekiya Achas Yotza, as opposed to our original understanding, which is not Yotze anything. The Ritva, and also understood this way by the Pri Chodosh, is that you are Yotze 1 Tekiya in this situation. And then, then you just have to blow 8 additional blasts, then you go to the Trua, and then another Tekiya, that's the first set of 3, and then you do another 2 sets of 3. Now, however, he brings down, the simple understanding is that you're not Yotze even with 1 blast, and if you look in the Shaar Tzion Os Yud Tes, this is the Rambam's opinion. We'll explain this more in a minute. And you got to start from the beginning again, albeit, as we said, you didn't lose the bracha, but you weren't yotze even 1 tekiah. Now, in the Shaar Tzion Os Yud Ches, he brings down from the Ritva, ubavach lo herich bal ha-trua al tekiah. That's as long as the person who's blowing the trua didn't extend it more than the tekiah. Kadesh lo yeh kol possibly in time. This way you don't have a kol that's not kosher in between. Sivkot Nyotes, Shaar Tzion, Chofetz Chaim adds, the reasoning with the Rambam isn't clear why you're not yotze even 1 tekiah. He brings down various Lecha Mishnah, Pri Chodesh, that try to give explanations, but he says, maybe Evshalomai B'tam Rambam, maybe he suggests that this is the reasoning of the Rambam. D'bo'inun she'e tekiah achas lifnei trua. You need to have at least 1 tekiah before the trua. V'hocha here, harishomei shisha tekiahs v'vasachas. You're hearing 6 tekiahs at the same time, and maybe the Rambam is saying that he can't be mechavin for 1 because he was mechavin for all of them. And therefore, you're not yotze. And that's why you're not yotze with even 1, because you were intending to be yotze with all 6, and therefore, you're not yotze. Maybe that's the reason. Now we go to the Rambam. The Rambam says, v'im shnayim toku ki echod kol ha-seder. If, in fact, 2 people blew the entire seder of the sounds, v'afilu echo toka b'chatzotzros, and even if 1 didn't blow with the shofar, he blew with the trumpet, yotze, you would be yotze in this situation, because d'yoyev da'ate yala shofar, because the person can concentrate on the 1 that he's intending to be yotze with, which is the shofar, and he can block out, even though he's hearing it, but he's not focusing on the blasted the trumpet, or even somebody else blowing the shofar. He's focusing on the one person, so the fact that somebody else is blowing, here we do say, trei kolei mishtamoi. He can concentrate and focus on the one that he wants to, and he in fact can be yotze. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Yud. Afal gav da kolus mishunim, even though they're different sounds, he can focus, Sivkot Yud Aleph, and be yotze. Afal gav da b'chol mokom amrinim trei kolei lo mishtamoi. Even in general, we say the two voices cannot be heard. And we discussed this previously, Ayin Le'el and Simon Kuf Bema'aliv. Nevertheless, Shiny Hoch, here it's different by shofar and by some other situations as well, like by Megillah. Shu Mitzvah Bol Uzman, because this is occasionally occurring on a regular basis. It comes out every Rosh Hashanah, V'chavivaleh. And the person is very much attuned to this and wants to listen to it, and therefore it can be Yotze. Dear Shifu number 14 says, by the Megillah, hearing it from several people, Yotze, we do say Trei Kol Mishtamoy. There we said the Chavivus of the Nes, and he doesn't write down it's Chavivus of the Mitzvah Habolusman. The issue footnote number 13 brings down that there is a difference that the Tekios, She'enu Reus, they don't ruin it for you. Like we said in the previous discussion, that if you have an abnormal sound, it doesn't ruin it for you. But by the Megillah, if you read it Lemafrei, it does ruin it for you. And he explains the difference according to Rav Pinchas Scheinberg Zatzal, and he says, Shekriya Lemafreya Nechsheves Heftes, that's considered an interruption. Whereas the inappropriate shofar blasts, which you're not intending to be Yotzi with, so they're not considered an interruption between the bracha and the blast. Bottom line is, the Mishnah Berurah concludes in the middle of Sivkot Yud Aleph, and he says, V'yoyev dat l'shmo yofa, that you'll be able to listen to the Megillah, or you'll be able to listen to the shofaros, even though there are multiple people reading the Megillah, or multiple people blowing shofar, even trumpets. If there are three people that are each blowing a tekiya, trua, tekiya, all simultaneously on three different shofros, each of them blowing, yesh omrin, there is an opinion, and you can see that this is in Shaar Tzion Oskof Beis, the opinion of the Ritva in the name of Rav Hai Gaon. It says, Shiyotso bishmiyoso mishum tisha kolos. Since you can focus and concentrate on trei kolei mishtamoi in this situation, so when person blowing the shofar number one blew the tekiah, trua, tekiah, and person number two blew the tekiah, trua, tekiah, and person number three blew the tekiah, trua, tekiah, you were focusing on all three, and you can be yotze with all of them. Kivan, the trei kolei mishtamoi gavi shofar, because as we just said, you can be yotze with different sounds, so you can actually be yotze with both of the sounds. The fact that you heard them all simultaneously is not a problem, because the lo kaptinon rakshi yishmat kiyot milafanel utkiyot milachrel utruv yamsa v'hoshama, because it's not a problem that you heard them simultaneously, as long as you heard a tkiya before the trua and you heard a tkiya after the trua, so you yotze. So if you did it with one, you can also be doing it with two or three people simultaneously, because trei kolei mishtamoi. V'cheinu adin, the Mishnah Berurah says, l'didon shetokim tkiya, shram t'ruah tkiya, tkiya, shram tkiya, tkiya t'ruah tkiya, even though we do the tashrat, the tashas, and the tarad, im shama osa mishlosha b'nei adam simultaneously, so kol echo toka seida, and everyone blew properly with the tkiya first, then whatever the trua was second, and then the tkiya afterwards, so then yotze kol tkiyas mishmiya, mishmiya also b'vasachas, you technically can be yotze all of them simultaneously. Each set that you're hearing at the same time is perfectly good. That is the opinion that he first brings down, the Yisyei Shomrim, which is from the Ritva. However, he then says, Yisyei Shomrim is also in the Ritva. But he says, Dafilu b'shofar, ain't trei kolei mishtamoi, kidei lotzis b'shteyem. He says, no. When we say trei kolei mishtamoi, is that you can focus on one and be yotzei with that one and ignore the other one. But not to say that you can focus on one and also focus on the other and be yotze with both of them. You can only focus on one and be yotze with that one. And the bottom line is, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Roy lahachmir," as far as we should be machmir and not have somebody. Let's get done fast with the davening. Have three guys blowing shofar at the same time, and this way, instead of having to wade through each of the three sets of kolos, just blow them all simultaneously. That is wrong. And he tells us, "Ayin the beer halacha, ayin beer deazu beir halacha." You can see this discussing the beer halacha. And if you look in Dibur Amasko v'mshnayim taku kiyachad, so he brings down somewhat what we just said now from the Ritva, and he says that the reasoning behind this is, the first opinion that you would be yotze, according to Ritva, is because since you had in mind to be yotze with each one, im kivan lotze sidei kulam, then you would be able to be yotze. However, the Chofetz Chaim says he doesn't think that that's correct. Nir Eleni is dati, that that's not the way to understand the Ritva. The simple understanding of the Ritva, he says, is wrong. And he says, the kavana is that if you intended to be yotze all of them, you're in fact not yotze any of them. Because as much as we say, if it's chaviv to you, you can concentrate on it, that's only on concentrating on one of them and not on all of them. The Chofetz Chaim himself says, doesn't think it's possible for a person to concentrate on two things and be yotze. And then he ultimately says, I found the Ritva himself says that. And he concludes, this is about six lines up from the bottom in the Bir Halacha, the Hosam ain't tzarech el l'shmo kol echod anu a shofar. So when you're blowing chatzotzos in a shofar, so you're concentrating and focusing only on the shofar, that you can do. And he concludes, Messiah Shom, Holy Shmor, Shnehem, Mamish, Mitzorachlan, but to hear two separate shofars and say, I want to be yotze with both of them, there we say, even if it's two different people, I feel Mitzray Gavri, Lo Mishtamoy, there's no way you can concentrate and focus on both of them, and that is the conclusion of the Ritva, and he says, Yesh Lachush Lahachmir. Certainly you should be concerned that the second understanding that the Ritva has, that you can't be yotze, any of them is the correct understanding, and one should be Machmer to do that. Now we go to Sif Dalet. The Mechaber writes, one person needs to hear the tkiyah before the truah. And the other person had already heard a tkiyah and a truah, and now he just needs to hear a tkiyah afterwards. So they both listen to a person blowing a tkiyah. So for one of them, he needs it as the first tkiyah. The other one is listening, needs it for the second tkiyah. So that's taka good. Since the person who's blowing a tkiyah is intending to blow a tkiyah, and each one is intending to be yotzi with the tkiyah that they need, that is perfectly good. Mishnah Berurah explains Sifkot Yud Beis, Dafka kol ha-tkiyah nuchal lishtamish lezevzeh. As long as they hear each of them the entire tkiyah, they can use it for what they need it for. But to break it apart, I will havsik, chad tkiyah chetzu lezeh. But to say that the first half of the tekiah will be for this guy and the second half of the tekiah will be for that guy, it blows a very long tekiah. Has enough in it for two tekiahs. Let's say the tekiah is 4 seconds. So he blows an 8-second tekiah. And he says the first 4 seconds is for this guy, the last 4 seconds are for that guy. And each of them is only intending to listen to their half. So the first person is concentrating on the first half of that tekiah, and the second person is concentrating only on the second half of the tekiah. Neither one is yotze. Lo mahani v'lo midi. That won't work at all. The lo mifskina lo lechatzoin, because you can't break up the sound of the tekiah to be yotze for two different people for two different things. And he says, v'ayin le'el and simen tov kuf pei zayin. We learned this already in the Mishnah Berurah over there in Siv Katan Yud Dalet. You have to hear the entire sound. Finally, last sif over here, sif hey. Chabad writes, Yom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah Shal Yosef Shabbos. When Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, we all know the rule, ain't talking b'shofar. Well, we don't blow the shofar. Well, technically, a shofar is just a chochmah, and it's not even really a shvus on Shabbos, and technically you could blow it, but the rabbi said, Shema Yavirenu Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim, then you may come to carry a Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim, and therefore, we don't let you go and blow the shofar when Shabbos comes out Rosh Hashanah. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Yud Gimel, Gezerah, this famous Gezerah, Shem Yitlenu B'yado, because maybe you're going to come to take us, you don't know how to blow the shofar, Lelechetzel Baki, to go to the Rav, to go to the Maven, Lilmo, to teach you how to blow the shofar, V'yavirenu Arba Amos V'shusarabim, you're going to carry the shofar, Dalet Amos V'shusarabim. Now, this your footnote number 16 brings down, what happens if somebody did it? Okay, so you weren't allowed to, and they blew the shofar in Rosh Hashanah. On Shabbos, what's the din? So there's two possibilities. You can say that you're yotze. You shouldn't have done this, but you were yotze. And the other possibility is that you weren't yotze. Now, what's the nafkamina? That's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu to decide. So the nafkamina is according to those that say you only make a shechiyonu on the first day of Rosh Hashanah on blowing shofar. But in a normal year, it's a Monday, Tuesday. So Rosh Hashanah on Monday, you make a shechiyonu. According to the opinion, says on Tuesday, you don't make a shechiyonu. So the nafkamina would be if it was Shabbos Sunday, that is Rosh Hashanah, and you blew on Shabbos. So if you were yotze, and according to the opinion, you only make a shechiyonu on the first day, then the second day you wouldn't make a shechiyonu. But according to the opinion, it says that you are not yotze, so then the second day, Sunday, is really the first time you're hearing the shofar blowing, and you would make a shechiyonu. So that's the nafka mina. And he brings down various poskim who hold like each of the different opinions and why. I in the rest of this footnote, the issue footnote number 15. The issue footnote number 16 brings down an interesting question. Why are we only concerned over here with the gzera, shema yavirenu dalet amos, mishus harabim? So number one, he brings down Rashi, who says that we say over here that you're going to carry a Dalet Amos in Rishus HaRabim, and we don't say that you may carry it from Rishus to Rishus, because that's not usual. So therefore, we picked specifically carrying a Dalet Amos in Rishus HaRabim. That could easily happen. But to go from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim, that's much more unusual, and therefore, that's not the Gzeirah. Tosos brings down, Mishum Shamot to Mishus Rishus, some labor dover. When you're going from one entity to another entity, that's something that you recognize. But walking Dalet Amos and Shusaram, you can easily do that without recognizing it, and that's why that's the reason. Furthermore, he brings down a third reason from the Tosfos Chadashim, and also this brought by me the Kapos Tomorim, that the Issa of Hotzah from a Rishus to a Rishus is mentioned beferish in the Torah. The Pasuk says in Shemos, Shuvu ish tachtov ayitze ish mimikomo. So in Bishalach it tells us that you're not going to go from one place to another place, and therefore lo yit odom lomar shemut losi. People will know you're not allowed to do this, as opposed to carrying a dalet amos in the Rishus Rabin. That's only halacha l'moshe b'Sinai, and therefore it's more possible the person will make a mistake. Now, a couple of other interesting questions. Why didn't they make a gzeira that we don't blow every Rosh Hashanah because of Misakin Klishir? We're not allowed to ever play a musical instrument on Shabbos or Yontif because you may come to fix it. So why don't we make the same gzeira on every Rosh Hashanah that you shouldn't be able to blow shofar? So the Taz writes, because number one, a shofar is not a musical instrument. It's really a kia of mitzvah, and it's not a musical instrument. People don't blow the shofar as part of a concerto. So therefore, that's the first reason the Taz says. The second reason, he says, if they did that, then there would be no mitzvah ever of blowing shofar. And the Chazal, when they make the gzeiros, rarely ever are oker something totally from the mitzvah in the Torah. So if they say don't blow it on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, so you blow it the second day, that's not a problem. Deir Shifut number 17 has a number of other interesting points. He brings down, nowadays that we don't have Rishus HaRabim D'Araisa, so why are we concerned about this? Worse comes worse, you're only over at Din D'Rabban. Nope, this is a kasha. Then he further brings down, how come they weren't gozer on a bris milah, that you shouldn't do a bris milah on Shabbos because Shema Yavirenu? So he brings down that this is number one, a mitzvah chamura, nichusu aleha, shloshes ribri, so such a chosh of a mitzvah, 13 covenants on it, so therefore it's not going to be a concern. Similarly, that only a person who's an expert is going to be mal, people just don't mal, and the expert will know not to do this. And the Ran brings down, by shofar, shekulam chayav mutrudim mitzvah, everybody's involved in it, so it's easy to make a mistake, as opposed to something with a bris milah, if somebody is only one person involved, so therefore everybody else says, hey, you're not allowed to do that, they're not torah. The Ritva brings down that it also depends on whether it's time dependent. Since it may not really be Rosh Hashanah, they're just doing it al suffik, maybe it's Rosh Hashanah, so maybe they're not yotzei with the mitzvah, therefore the rabbis would go there. As opposed to bris milah, you know exactly that it's the eighth day, and therefore there was no concern. You are definitely going to be yotzei the mitzvah, even if you were to go do something wrong, but you are yotzei the mitzvah. What about today that we, the Zman has there, that we don't have a Riyah, but the witness is coming, that we have a set calendar? So again, so we keep things the way that it was. Then furthermore, why weren't the rabbis go so that we shouldn't do Kriyas HaTorah? Maybe because you're going to go and carry the Sefer Torah to somebody that knows how to lane. So he says, no, laning is something that you have to prepare well before Shabbos for. And therefore, the person that's going to prepare it is going to know how to do it. And there's no concern that Shema Yavirin and Dalet Amos Rusa Rabin. Another reason is brought down Mishael Shubas Marabach, that he says that by Kriyas HaTorah, which is done in the Tzibur, they didn't make any Gzeira. And the Vilna Gaon brings down, that's why when you have Megillas Kohelas or Shir HaShirim, we do read them on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, because again, it's not a chiva on the individual, it's a chiva on the Tzibur, and therefore there's a little concern that it'll be Shema Yavirenu Dalet Amos Bishus HaRabim. Now we conclude with the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagov, also letal telo im lo letzorech gufa mekomo. And the shofar, you're not even allowed to move on Shabbos unless you need its place, or you need it to do something like carrying water. So you can use the shofar for that. Otherwise, the shofar shouldn't be moved. Mishabur explains, Sivkot Yudalit, why not? Do kli shemalach talisa, because it's a kli that's used for something that's normally usur, blowing shofar. But if you need it, letzorech gufa mekomo, you're allowed to go and move it. The issue footnote number 19 brings down contrast with this with other dinim, for example, lulav, which is not considered a kli, and that's why you can't move the lulav, even with tzorach gufa mekomo, but you can't move the shofar. He points out that tefillin are considered a kli as well, and that's why you could move the tefillin, tzorach gufa mekomo. Then he says, nowadays, nowadays nobody uses a shofar to go carry water. So he brings down from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, in this situation, since the shofar is only omeid the tekiya, it's also to be metalta the shofar, even in tzorach gufa mekomo, because it's not really a kli. And he adds, she talking shu af nidon ke muktza machav sichron kiss. And in fact, it should be considered like muktza machav sichron kiss. It's such an expensive thing. Nobody would go fill up their shofar with water. It would ruin it. So therefore, you're not allowed to move the shofar at all on Shabbos. And the issue foot number 20 says, what about the fact that it's a bizarion of a mitzvah to use the shofar to carry water? So he says, it's only not a bizarion for the mitzvah if you haven't yet used the shofar. If it's previously been used, then it's designated as a shofar. Otherwise, if it hasn't been used, it's not yet designated as a shofar and it's not a bizarion. We conclude with the last Mishnah Berurah, Sivkotin Tesvav, where he says, Shirota Lishal B'mayim, how would you use the shofar to fill it up with water? V'chei Agavner, anything similar to this. And he says, V'davko b'Shabbos Mutter. This is permissible only on Shabbos, L'tzorach Gufa Mekomo. The Kivan de'ein token, L'huktzul Mitzvasos, since it's not set aside for the mitzvah, so he's not blowing it, so therefore it's not a problem to use it for this. As opposed to, Mashayin came b'yantiv on Rosh Hashanah, Avshayin isul l'toto b'shofar, even though there's no problem with moving the shofar, I feel call yom, we can move it even after you yotzei, or come on Simon Tovkov Tzadivav in the Taz and Sivkotin Beis. To use it for something else, it's hutzel mitzvah, and you can't use it for something else. Ukmol inyan esrog, just like you can't use the esrog for something else. Ayin in the simon tof reish samachay, where we'll learn those dinim. With this, we conclude simon tof kuf peches and today's shir.